Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right. Are we doing Trashmore or Rushmore?
We're going to do Trashmore, then NBA Grid, then Rushmore.
Okay. Oh, so just for people can put their thoughts in the chat, our Mount Trashmore is going to be worst moments from the men's season. Then we're going to do NBA Grid. And then our Mount Rushmore is going to be our favorite moments from the show in the last year.
Wait, tell me the men's? I haven't picked anything yet, so I'm going to wing it.
Oh, you want to do men's and women's? We can do both. I'm fine with that.
Just pick whatever you want. Yeah, anything you want.
For worst moments from the basketball season, men's or women's.
All right. My number one is us losing to Clemson.
I'm not writing this down because it's too much.
Just because I had to deal with the retaliation from PJ Hall's mom. Yeah.
The beef with PJ Hall's mom.
My number one worst moment of the season.
Sorry. Are we doing no repeats?
No repeats. My worst moment from the season was when the women's team got snubbed from the NCAA tournament.
That one hurt.
Were you going to say that?
No, I don't have any thoughts. I will say, you know what? I can't even pick Colorado because we were there together. So that was still a good trip.
We got good deli.
No, we hung out.
The game was bad. The rest of it was good.
Same thing with the ACC tournament. That was in town. We hung out for a few days. That was cool, even though we got stopped.
Working on one hoodie, but we'll take a week. Why will it take a week?
Oh, my God. What is this, though? It's Matt coaching the team. Look at this.
He's in a suit.
He's coaching the team up.
MF Doom, you are elite, my friend. You are elite.
That's funny.
So, Vish, what's your number one?
Mine's the Syracuse game, the buzzer beater after winning the whole game.
Oh, God. I was in Vegas, dude, and I was hammered.
And that dude was awful. He can't even shoot. It's the three, and I'm like, okay.
Copeland?
This was after, we led the whole game, and they came back and tied it, and then Bensley had, a five-footer to give us lead, and he missed. And they got the rebound, call timeout, and then that dude hits a three. Anyway, that's number one for me. Matt, you're back up again.
I'm just gonna go general. Okay. I'm gonna go with Nwoko minutes.
I like it. That dude sucks.
My second one is anytime Nigel was injured.
Wow, that is very broad.
because Nigel is the GOAT, and I hated that he didn't get to play in a bunch of games.
Hmm.
Shout out to number 24.
Let's see. What do I want to go with here? I don't want to pick games. I went to pick games that, like, I travel. Like, so I was going to pick the Wake Forest game because I was there when we lost in overtime after Matthew Cleveland's buzzer beater rimmed out.
I was gonna list that one.
All right. Yeah, but I was with my friend, so I'm not going to list that one. You can have it.
Okay. Well, you can skip me next one then.
All right. So instead, I will go with. I don't even want to bring this up, but that Virginia game where he scored like 15 points or whatever the hell.
Worst game I've ever seen.
Got hurt and just like wand off. Coach L got pissed and sat in the corner. Like, that is, if you rewatch that now at hindsight, like, what the F is that? What even happened, dude, there?
I was in Costa Rica at that point and I lost cell service, and then I got it back and I was like, what the hell? It still hasn't updated. And then I was like, oh wow, we really only have 30 points, like, or whatever it
was. Yeah, we scored, was it 37 or whatever we ended up with? But we had, we were like in the, I think we hit, Wooga hit two threes right at the end of the first half to like get us to like 20 something. It was like, it was as bad as I've ever seen the team play.
So bad.
And I mean, Coach L thought so too, because he went and sat in the corner on the bench. So, what a bizarre game.
So your second one is what did you say?
Well, so Matt's third, so mine's UVA is the second one.
My third one was the Wake Forest, Matthew Cleveland missing the shot.
Oh.
So
my third one was, I forget who we played, but that game where Chris Watson got rejected like a bunch of times in a row.
Isn't that Notre Dame? We won that game.
I know, but that was embarrassing.
That was Notre Dame. Yeah, that was the one where he walked off the court. It was just like, we'd won, and he was just like, he knew he was never going to play again. I was just like, that was the end for him.
Yep.
I have a Matthew Cleveland moment too. It's the game at BC.
I thought you were going to say the massage gun.
I mean, that's the same game. You already took that. That's Notre Dame. It's the same game. Where he had a bruised hip and then got a massaging it with a massage gun, which no, it was the Boston College game on the road. Again, we were up late and they went on a big, we didn't score the last like few minutes. The same thing happened at Clemson right before that, the game Matt mentioned earlier. At the time, we were ahead of BC in the standings. We were still on the edge of the bubble and we were in position to win it. And I don't know what happened, but Matthew Cleveland airballed two wide open shots in the paint from like 5 feet away. He shot them like 3 feet in a row. And then that dude who's now transferred to Clemson, right? The dude that whose hairline starts in the middle of his head from BC.
Oh, Zachary.
James, yeah, he's Zachary. On Clemson now, right?
Is he the new PJ Hall?
Well, no, but he like, I forget who was guarding him, just basically shoved him all the way out of the way and laid it in. And they didn't call a foul. And the commentator's like, that's tough. I'm like, that's an offensive foul. That's what that is. Like, anyway, we melted down, lost. And that was part of the 10. And then, funny enough, BC just dominated us two other times after that. Like, they were definitely better than us. But that game, we still had something going.
Matt, you're fourth.
You're fourth.
Oh, man. I can't remember who we were playing. But AJ Casey had one of the worst sequences I've ever seen from like a college level basketball player.
You gotta narrow that down.
No. This was like horrendous. He got like a rebound and then he tried to drive in and then like he was totally off balance. He just completely threw the ball away. I don't even remember. I like erased it from my memory. But now
they're down 12 at the half. It was 18. So
damn. I don't know. I guess I'll say.
I don't. Which game was that though? Like,
I'm trying to remember, but
I feel like it was a game. Was it at home? I feel like it's a game I was at.
He got like blocked or something, and then he got his own rebound, and then he tried to drive in, and I think he traveled or something. It was just, it was so.
Was it
bad.
The same game where he airballed a three?
Yeah, I think so.
That was definitely a home game. I was there.
Yeah. It was just so bad.
It was definitely a home game.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'll say that.
My fourth worst moment of the season is when Norchad entered the transfer portal.
Interesting. See, I thought about that, but by the time he had done that, I was so done with him. I didn't feel it.
No, I'm done with him now. But when it
I already, it hurt I think, my
soul.
Who are we talking about?
You're like, who?
Sick'em. Sick'em. That's who we're talking. Sick'em. That boy's in Waco, man. Waco.
No. Or actually, you know what? My worst moment was, should I just add the Coach Meyer retirement to the worst moments of the season?
You're taking mine.
Depressing. I'll just keep that because then you're probably going
to
say that.
You can't take mine. I saved that one for last and I gave you an opportunity.
You can put it. I'll keep Norchad in the portal.
I mean, that one, and you know, now that we know who the replacement is, and obviously
we love
Coach Calypso, doesn't
yeah.
At the time,
it was terrible.
I was like, I just want to die now. This is the end. Yeah. The season has been so bad. And then, like,
we did a 2-hour show of depression. 4-day
period, like the women's team got effed out of the NCAA tournament. Then Coach Meyer retired. I'm just like, really? Like, I've had.
And then the whole team went in the transfer.
Well, the men's team was already imploded and like on fire. Yeah. It's like burning over in the corner. I'm like, at least the women are going to make the tournament. The women did make the tournament. At least we still have Coach Meyer. She retired. I'm just like, I can't take it anymore. That was a low point. That whole sequence, it was the context around that too. Everything that happened leading up to that, that was like obviously it's a lot better now that we know who, and we've obviously talked to Coach Meyer as well, and know she's in a good place with it. So how can you hate?
We basically had coffee like that.
Yeah.
At the Starbucks on campus.
Yeah. We hung out with her for like an hour, but now that you know, like, you know, she really did, you know, was confident in that decision and kind of what led into it, which some of it we won't talk about here, but also just that she's very happy with her decision. How can you hate that, Ben? And then obviously we got a great,
she's got no regrets.
Yeah, she's got no regrets. Now we got a great coach to replace her. And it's like, you know, if Coach Meyer was eventually going to leave, like, this is about as great as that could have gone. But at the time, boy, let me tell you something.
No, like, and then everyone hit the transfer portal and we're like, oh my God, we're gutted. And then we hire Coach Culp and she immediately replaces the entire team. Like,
yeah. No, good. Again, we're in such a better place. That was the low point and we've risen from there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, ever since then, we got Nigel back. We've done well in the men's portal. Coach Culp is awesome. Like, couldn't have asked for someone better to follow Coach Meyer. You know, kept a lot of the people we like that work with the program as well. Coach Fitz, Margie, Lonnie. And then, like you said, killed in the portal. And all of a sudden, like, you know, where we were at that point. That day Coach Meyer retired to now is like night and day difference in terms of how we feel. But that, if you're talking about low points, it does not get – that day was the – just culmination of everything that led up to that. It's just,
I woke up that day and I checked Twitter and the first thing I saw was that announcement that she retired.
I think I texted you like right at the same time.
Well, I saw it and I went to go text in the group chat and we both sent it at the same time. And I was like, Vish, we need to do a show. Yeah, that was bad. That was worse than Norchad entering the portal.
I mean, let's be real. Gives a crap about Norchad at this point.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how loyal I have to my people, but when they turn their back and go Benedict Arnold, they can F all the way off, and he can enjoy waking up. I'm very happy with Lynn Kidd, Brandon Johnson, and Kyrie. I'm very happy
with that. And Jalen Blackman.
Oh, and Jalen Blackman, yes.
But I thought we were just talking about guys we added.
That was backcourt. No, I'm just like, if you ask me would I rather have Norchad or those three guys in the end of the week, so. Now, would I rather add Norchad to those three guys? Yes, but if you didn't want to be here, that's fine. Move on.
Well, we kept Nigel and Matthew, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, no, it's funny. We talked about this a little bit, but and actually this goes into what Coach was talking about with the Cavender twins too. We had these perception of people that is far, far from reality. With Nigel, it was he came here for a paycheck. He's the one who stuck around. Everyone else left.
Well, that was the rumor behind
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's where the perception doesn't reach the reality, right? Where it doesn't meet the reality. That's why I said it's consistent with what the Cavender twins as well. Their perception is they're celebrities and that's what they're into. And you talk to anyone, first of all, you watch them play. If you talk to anyone that's practiced with them, worked with them, knows anything about them, they are very, very serious basketball players. They work their asses off. Work as hard, if not harder, than everyone else. And the perception is they're just there for the glamour and they want to be in Miami because it's where the lights are and all that for their other career, essentially. But no, they're 100% in on basketball. And again, same thing with Nigel. The perception was he just came here for a check, but he's the one who's still here. That's when you find out about people. You can have a perception about when you find out about people.
Yep. I'm going to get myself a Nigel jersey this season.
Very happy to have him back.
For real.
All right. The next thing we were going to do is...
Well, real quick, before we do NBA grid, any takeaways from that interview? I enjoyed it.
No, she's awesome. I mean, we kind of knew that. I know she said she couldn't talk about some of the stuff yet because they were... she talked about them throwing out the first pitch at the Marlins game, but she said there was some other community outreach. I was actually going to ask her about that, but didn't because she said... They couldn't talk about it yet because that was some of the things that, again.
I want to know what Marlins game it is. I'm going to go to that game if I'm off.
I'll come down if it's feasible.
But I will wear my teal Marlins shirt because I like to wear my Florida Marlins gear, not my Miami Marlins gear.
If the women are throwing out the first pitch, I'm wearing Kane stuff. But anyway.
I can wear this jersey.
I think Kane what stuck out to me, though, about what she said, what we were talking in the interview was how she wanted to play, like stylistically, like get a good shot in the first 7-8 seconds, play fast. I mean, it's reflective of the people, I think, or the women that we added in the portal, right? Oh my God, the big from Notre Dame,
Marshall.
I'm blanking out, Marshall. Yeah, no, I mean, she spoke about her versatility and her
stretch forward quickness.
I was expecting you to react.
Her ability to be move and whatnot, it's going to be, I mean, you can tell that we're going to play fast and, you know, we're going to create tough matchups for the defense and stuff. So I think it's going to be a fun team to watch.
Yeah. So, no, I think so. And that's a radical departure from what we've been doing, which is really to, even though we've had some tempo players, there has been a little bit of, you know, lead on the defense. Partially because of the offensive execution, especially last year.
She brought in some bucket makers.
Well, she brought in bucket makers, and I think more importantly, and she touched on this, increased pretty heavily the maturity level of the team, which will help you with that. If you have an immature team or a team that's struggling to conceptually grasp things and you try to play fast, it's just going to get way worse. So you have to first get that bait, and this is what she talked about too. You know, I like it when I get to the point where I'm not really leading the film study. The players are. They already know what they did wrong. They can look at this and say, this is what I should have done. You need to, if you want to play fast, there's a conception. There's actually, I think I talked about this in the show before. There's this documentary about Nolan Richardson, who used to be the Arkansas coach, and he used to run this system they used to call 40 minutes of hell because they would just full court press and run guys at you. And because it was the 90s, it was a black coach at Arkansas, very racist, and people used to call it monkey ball. And he would like explain, no, you can't play like this unless you're drilled and you know exactly where to go. Because if you otherwise you'll have five guys chase the ball into the corner and there'll be a layup drills for the other team. And it's the same thing. You cannot play fast if everyone doesn't know where to be and doesn't understand their role. And so that's like a level of maturity, stealing Coach Klopp's word, that they need to get to. Because then you can play fast. Like, those good shots become bad shots when, you know, the players aren't in position to rebound. You don't have floor balance. You get fast breaked off of that kind of stuff. So that I think that when she said, you know, we really looked at – I'm sure she looked at what was here. And obviously, you know, I don't think she necessarily pushed anyone out. But when, okay, these players have gone, what is the thing we need? And I think she definitely – like, all the people she got in the portal are veterans. They all have a lot of basketball mileage. And I think that's going to help a lot. The other thing, I was talking about this, though. When we hired her from Toledo, we didn't really know anything about her background. But one of the things that consistently across the board is talked about is how strong she is from a community building standpoint. You can tell she's really already leaned into that. How do I build this? It's been a struggle. Like, Coach Meyer's great teams is great in the community. The arena's not as empty, right? I mean, we roll up and just sit in the court. So I was curious to see what other, and she said she can't really talk about some of what they're doing yet. She did talk about the first pitch in the Marlins game, but I'm fascinated to see down the road what kind of things they do from a community standpoint to try and get more people out to the arena. Because, I mean, it's like $5 or $10 tickets, $5 out of conference, $10 in conference.
And you go sit. And it's general seating. You get
you go like sit right at mid court, like 10 rows up, and just sit there and like watch. Watch
every
really,
time me and Mitch go to a game, we're like center court chilling.
Yeah, and not just go to a game, right? This is like the highest level of women's college basketball. Like, the ACC is the best conference. And
we watched Miami beat number 4 NC State last season. NC State made the Final Four.
Right, and we're just sitting
center court watching them beat NC State. The ACC is like the best basketball conference in the nation for women. Probably
so. Yeah, so you'd like to think that we could do better attendance-wise, but I know, you know, Coach Meyer's tried a lot, and hopefully get more students there, too, because the student section is kind of not what it should be.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm very interested to see. She talked a little bit about that, but said she couldn't talk. That was one of the questions I was definitely going to ask her about.
So she couldn't say.
Well, that was – apparently they're going to take – I think the other thing she was talking about was one of the tournaments for the
I didn't know that rule about the European.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that either.
That's why I said, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. My bad. I didn't know that was a thing. So, but yeah, it should be interesting because the team is like all transfers and freshmen, basically.
Well, it's a weird mix, right? It's freshmen, it's transfers, it's reappearances, the Cavenders.
Yeah.
It's such a weird dynamic. They were gone for their bag, Jasmine. And LaMaya are kind of the ones that, although LaMaya never played with them. So those are the ones that are, it's definitely.
And you got to think LaMaya is not going to do much playing in the summer anyway, for whatever they do, because she's still rehabbing the ACL. So,
well, I think they were talking about more about like, I think she was talking about an in-season tournament they're going to go to. That's a travel tournament. I think that's what she was.
Oh, like how the men did the Bahamar.
Yeah, but I think that's what she was talking about.
Also, by the way, I think I saw this somewhere that Baylor's doing the Bahamar, the men. So I think Norchad gets to play in a ballroom again.
We got to get in on that. I will, out of pettiness, this time I will go. If we're playing there and Norchad's on the other team, I will go, man. I will go.
Yep. Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. We get buckets. Keep it chill. Yeah, baby. Wear good socks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home.
At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.